This is Eclipsed, written by Insert Something Meaningful, and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Fox/Bail/Brea Organa. This is tagged for major character death. Summary. Fox spends his last moments with Brea and Bail. The eclipse occurred suddenly and terrifyingly. One moment, the high midday sun had been slanting in through the windows of the royal palace's north chamber, illuminating the hectic trade of information going on all around Fox at the same time as it blinded him. The next, the light grew dim, and Fox had to blink to adjust to the sudden change. A few chairs down the table, Brea and Bail were bent over a hollow of Captain Andoram, the Alderaan royal family's personal chief of security. As Fox watched, the translucent blue image flickered, then vanished. Static. Their comms were being blocked. Fox didn't even have to think. With the little range of motion that physical therapy had helped him regain in his right hand over the years, he toggled the joystick on his hoverchair's armrest and steered it towards where his queen and her husband, his two lovers, were standing. All around them, the frantic search for Leia went on, but they stood motionlessly, frozen like the hollow had been a split second before it had winked out. Fox didn't like it. The two of them had been a hive of activity for the past few days as they'd supported him in his search for information about Leia's fate. Dead aboard the Tantive IV, or stranded on some planet, with all of them hoping for the latter. But this quiet, this stillness, was worse. Captain Andoram's voice was still crackling from the speakers when Fox joined them, a hiss of static interspersed with the words,
"Above. See, moving into position. Orbit. Had no warning."
"What are you saying?" Brea's eyes flickered to Fox even as she bent lower to speak into the transceiver. "You aren't making any sense, Captain." She was cut off by Bail's hand grabbing her wrist. It looked like a firm grip to Fox, firmer than he usually saw the royal consort apply. On him, on his wife, on anyone. But his eyes would meet neither Brea's nor Fox's. "Come outside. Not a word to anyone in here." His voice was a whisper, nearly inaudible over the din of people still talking or placing holocalls all around the room, so focused on sifting through information pertaining to their princess's whereabouts that they didn't seem to have noticed the sudden absence of sunlight. Brea let herself be tugged along by Bail, who also grabbed onto the backrest of Fox's hoverchair and pulled. Unusual. He never touched Fox's chair without consent otherwise, never took him somewhere he didn't want to be. Which meant that wherever they were going, Fox probably wanted, needed, to be there. Bail led them both, out of the hall, down the corridor, his and Brea's steps beating a frantic rhythm on the polished white floors. The repulsor lifts of Fox's chair whined with the strain of keeping up, but they did with Bail pushing him along. When Fox glanced over, Brea had gathered her flowing skirts in one hand, the fine silken fabric susurrating in the air. A twist, a turn, up a stair, down a ramp. Then they were storming out onto a balcony, Brea gasping for breath, Bail slowing down Fox's hoverchair with a grip that was safe and sure, so unlike his face when Fox looked up at him. "What is it?" He hated to ask, but he had to know. The eclipse, it was unlike anything Fox had ever seen, even after his years in the Gar, under the Empire, and then as one of Alderaan's top intelligence officers. Brea, leaning on the balcony railing to Fox's right, gripped at his shoulder. Despite the little sensation Fox had left there, he could feel as her hand shook. "It's a retaliation. The Tantive, and Leia on it with the plans, they must have caught her. They know it was us all along." In the sky, the sun burnt behind a circle of complete, perfect black. A herd of Thrantas circled in the valley below, their disoriented cries echoing off the towering cliffs and crannies of the mountainsides. "What?" Fox stared, squinted. This thing, this object, it had appeared so suddenly in Alderaan's orbit, as though it had jumped out of hyperspace. Unnatural. What could be so large? Over his left shoulder, Bale gasped. When Fox glanced up at him, his oh-so-handsome face had gone gray, like ancient, faded parchment. His lips moved, but the sound arrived with a delay of several seconds. By the time it did, Brea's hand had moved from Fox's shoulder to tangle their fingers together, her palms sweaty and hot, yet Fox couldn't find it in himself to tell her to let go. Not when it was as much a comfort as a bother. The Planet Killer, Bale finally muttered. At Fox's side, Brea gave a deep inhale that really sounded a lot more like she was choking. He squeezed her hand as best he could, mustering up all the strength he'd regained over the years despite age turning his hair gray. She took it and turned it into words. My hearts, they wouldn't dare. Even as she said it, Fox heard the realization behind her words, the acceptance. They would. He knew the Empire, had been the Empire for longer than he liked to admit. He knew the Empire. Fox looked over at Bale, saw his lips move with the same unspoken words. They will. Then, out loud, at least we will be together. No, Brea said, protesting. Her grip on Fox's hand tightened, slackened, tightened, like a frantic heart trying to keep the body alive. We won't. There must be time. There is still time. The spaceport is too far, but we can still reach our private shuttle, evacuate as many as possible if we leave now. Leave me. Fox tried to let go of Brea's hand, tried to shrug it off. I'm dead weight. If you leave me now and you run, you might still... Light. But not the light of the sun. It was brighter, hotter, more blinding, and more terrible than anything. Fox watched it be reflected in Bale's brimming eyes as it arced over the horizon and disappeared behind it, leaving the afterimage of the mountain range burnt into his retina. A heartbeat later came the noise. Terrible, grating, as if the mountain range was crumbling. And it was. It was folding in upon itself on the horizon, cascading down in front of their eyes into nothing. We would never have left you, Brea gasped as she huddled closer, held on tighter to Fox's hand. In the afterglow of the blast, her skin shone like silk, so Fox leaned up as far as he could and touched his forehead to her cheek. We would never, Bale rasped to Fox's left, closer now too, his hand tangling over Fox's chest with Brea's free one. His breath was coming fast, hot and humid on Fox's cheek, his lips dry when they touched his temple. I know you wouldn't, Fox answered. For the first time in years, he felt the tips of his toes start to tingle. His hand was twitching uncontrollably in Brea's. I know. At least Leia isn't here. She made it out. Brea's voice was almost incomprehensible among the shrieks that now filled the air, stone grinding on stone, water evaporating in the blink of an eye and haloing in the vanishing horizon, the attendants and dignitaries and workers inside the castle looking outside for the first and last time. I would know if she was gone. Bale, Fox. She lives. Bale's hand twitched on Fox's chest, his lips moving against the side of his face. The ground was shaking under them, the quake so intense not even the repulsor lifts of Fox's hoverchair managed to absorb it. The horizon was folding in on itself now, almost at the castle, and then the mountainsides were gone, and the valley, and the Thrantas that had been swooping through the air mere heartbeats ago. The castle was sagging, beams and walls and ceiling simply falling away into nothing. Fox tasted dust on his tongue, felt his eyes begin to strain against the bright glow that was rushing them. She lives, he echoed Bale's words. The mountains were rising again, impossibly fast, bending towards them and plunging them into sudden darkness. Bale's breathing was ragged in his ear, and Brea's grip on his hand was firm and warm. I know, she was saying. I know. Until the sound of her voice, too, was smothered by the terrible noise, and Fox squeezed his eyes shut and held his breath and... The end.